In this module, we are going to look at investment income. Investment income can broadly be broken down into two categories: savings and dividends. Regardless of whether it's savings or dividends, investment income is taxed on a receipts basis. That is, it's taxed when the cash is actually received. So let's look at a quick example. So Steve receives £100 bank interest on the 30th of September 2019, in which tax year is the income tax. So it doesn't matter what the interest is for, it may be a year's worth of interest. We don't prorate rata, we simply put it in the tax year that the income is received. So there's the 30th of September 2019, and it's right there in the 2019-20 tax year. In the next module, we're going to look a bit more in depth at savings income.